You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
It's March 4th, 2023, and you know what that means. Cocaine Bear Month continues. exciting stuff. Last week we kind of got it started, but it continues a piece this week. We'll get into that later. You are listening, of course, to Wake and Bake Chit Tech, the only podcast that gets up with you at 4 a.m. It's 4 a.m. right now. And in 20 minutes, we're going to do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. I'm Red Rocker, and with me, as always, is Lunch Meat.
Well, this is everyone's favorite Ash Lad, Churned Ash Lord, Lunch Meat.
And to his left is Trent Trout.
Hear me now, children, for my occupation is of much import. For 82 years, I've been an oil man, a baron, if you will. Now, what does an oil baron do, you ask? You crush your enemies! You grind their bones into the dirt! Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Mr. Persippins. crazy ass old guy I met at the gas station.
I drink your milkshake.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Hell yeah.
I've never thought about it in a while. I've heard intros before. That was an intro. So what's the deal this week? You guys staying up all night, or are you getting up early this week?
Getting up early.
Okay.
I am a little bit of both. Burning it on both ends, if you will, this week.
I will. Staying up late and getting up early both, or what's the deal there?
Yeah, you know, one of those, like, you know, usually staying up till like midnight-ish. I got like a bunch of invoices. And I got a bunch of bids and extra shit. I don't know. I got a bunch of shit going on right now that like I wasn't planning on doing. Usually I'm not this busy.
Escroll.
Monday sunrise is right around the corner. We'll have a little time, so we'll get right into it. Myself, I got up early today. I'm a sleepy boy this week. So should we just hop right into the segments, I guess? As always, we like to give our traffic report. It's okay that the police are out there protecting us and patrolling us. We just like to know where that is. And this week,
it's
a little bacon for breakfast with... All right. Have you seen them out there? Are they protecting us?
It's a good song.
yeah, you know. Watch out, my tab on a little haywire here. We're good.
No, keep going. I'm doing a little dance. If you can't see, I'm doing a dance.
All right, wonderful. All right, so have we seen them out there this week at all?
Yeah, I saw them. They always, like, sit, like, I don't know, a block away from my work, and it sucks that I have to, like, drive past them sometimes. And they, like, sit in this little, like, they shoveled out, like, a spot for a car by, like, the bridge. You know what I'm saying? They just, like, sit there. Yeah. Uh-huh. They, like, legitimately just sit there now and, like.
But that's good because they only have one spot. Like, there's some towns you go into and they, like, change it up.
They're, yeah, like, for everyone else, but I have to drive past there. You know what I'm saying? Fine. The work.
Here's what you do.
Just do the speed limit around that area. You know, I know where they're at.
Start calling it a pigloo and see if it catches on, and maybe they'll start doing it.
You should one night. You should make a little igloo and make a sign that says pigloo with, like, you know, like some like donuts, and just put it right there. And they'll be like, son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I bet you they don't come back.
Right, like, you know,
it'd be funny. At the very least, you might make it on their face. Facebook page, like, all these criminals.
I'll keep an eye out.
Or whatever it is. Could work out. Local police put on their Facebook page in small towns.
It's got to be cheeky comments, right?
I myself have not seen any. That sometimes is the answer. They are, in fact, trying to hide from us. So
yes.
You got away with it this week, you stinky, stinky stinksters. We'll get you next week.
I was driving to a job, and I saw, what was it, a Dodge Magnum or something like that? But it was like, you know, like how, okay, so I was on the freeway, and like, you know, like the medians, how like they divide, you know, like there's like a divide in it. But like this one, there was just a little bit of an area where it was open. The concrete barrier was like open enough that you could fit a car through. And somebody, I'm assuming, because I was like driving, it was like 6:30 in the morning, so this had to have happened, like, you know, probably at night, I would assume. And there was like four cops standing around this car, and it was just buried in the mud. You could tell somebody probably just like was like must have been in a police chase or something, and they just drove this thing right off the freeway into the median. I mean, dude, it was buried, like you could barely see the grill. I mean, it was, and they're just staring at it like, well, I don't know, what do you want us to do? You know what I mean? I'm just like, well, there's your tax dollars at work. Like, what the fuck are they gonna do? Get a tow truck out there. What the fuck are four cops gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Give them shovels? They're not digging that shit out.
Well, they're natural.
It's crazy.
They're natural pigsmen. They like to squalor in the mud. I'm sure they can get it out, right? Like, you know, good old time. Call the boys, boys. Get those snouts in the air, you know.
Right.
A whistle pig, if you will. It's good whiskey. It's good whiskey. If you've never had it, it's good stuff.
Does it taste like bacon or something, or what?
No, it doesn't, and not at all. It's like kind of. It's not. It's actually kind of pricey. They got like a bunch of different.
So it's not just a clever name.
No, it's not. It's actually kind of just, you know, give it the old goog. You'll find.
Has anyone ever tried that, like, bacon vodka?
I have not.
Sure. Oof. Yeah. Have you ever mixed it with, like, that apple syrup or, like, the maple or crown?
Royal apple? Is that the royal syrup?
There's syrup. Like a maple. It's maple. Yeah, maple.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
It's just called syrup.
It's just called, who's this for? It's just like in a bag. Like, okay, we all know who this is for. They give you like a bunch of like cups. You know, like. This is my wake up juice.
Look at those Canadians.
Canucks.
This is the next segment, of course, Bar Gossip. We know we're out there in the bars. We're out there, you know, just getting the latest gossip. So this is where we report that to you, gentlemen. Stepped in any bars lately? No? Nothing?
No. I took the week off of the bars, unfortunately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That sounds fair. I myself also stayed away, but I did drink... let's see, two bottles of Red Zinfandel, a night apart, and then finished my Tito's, and I've been rocking a hangover pretty much all week.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought I didn't have aspirin, but then it turned out I did, so I just lay in bed for about 7 hours with a headache, unnecessarily.
You know, it sounds really funny, but I like can't even remember the last time I like got a hangover. I can't even really remember the last time I've been drunk. Does this happen to anyone? Is everyone still getting wasted?
I was still getting. I had some pills with it too, so I think it's like a dehydration thing.
I can't remember the last time. Let me put it this way: I can't remember the last time that I got so drunk that like I threw up like in the morning multiple times. Like I've definitely been drunk enough where I've.
Well,
puked,
I don't throw up.
You know what
but
I mean?
I do
like, but I
work
yeah,
at noon
for sure.
Every day, so now. I can stay up really, really late, as late as you want, really, because I don't have to work till noon. So there's just headaches. I'm not throwing up, and I'm not blacking out, really. But I am taking pills with booze.
Well, hey.
It's a good time.
Good. Yep, I pretty much hung up my whiskey shooter glasses. I do drink. I'm not anti-drinking. I just, like, barely drink anymore, you know?
Sure.
Well, not the party poopers decided to shit the bed. I don't know. I never drank like whiskey for years. I was just beer. It was always beer. You know, I just drank beer. And then within the last maybe 2 or 3 years, I've just started to like turn a corner where now I'm like, yeah, I like whiskey a lot. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I always like to liquor myself, as you guys know.
My new thing is drinking a bottle of wine in a night. Like, that's sort of like something I would never have done until about 2 weeks ago. And then I realized,
if you get a cat, you're going to turn into a single woman. you do realize that. All it takes is a bottle.
What kind of wine are you drinking?
It's got to be better than a single man in some ways, right?
Oh, totally. I mean,
What kind of wine are you drinking? Out of the box or what?
Oh, ooh, no, it's cupcake red wine. My usually bottle wine. It's usually got
a unicorn on it.
Usually on the hunt for. I always go for the most expensive one that's on sale, and then I just pick that one. I chose a couple of red Zinfandels. I think they're called like the Seven.
Is it called Yes Sins. Way Rosé?
And you prefer red wine over white wine?
I guess. Yes, I do.
Well, that's probably why you're getting a hang. So you like red wine over white wine? That's probably why you're getting a hangover, dude. You know that? Like red wine totally gives you a hang. Dude, there's a man alive that doesn't get a hangover off a bottle.
And it also like makes my stomach all fucked up if I drink it too much.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm not a fan of wine or champagne. Both of those.
I like champagne and I like fruity, like wines.
Oh, I can't have it like sweet or fruity. I don't really like that.
I like it sweet and fruity. Thank you.
Like sweet. I was about to say, I was like, wait for someone to say it. I was like, well, anybody gonna check it?
I like the extra bite.
I like that extra. I'm a rye man.
But if you are looking for a good red, I usually like keep some stock that's called the Prisoner. It's like really good, dude. It's gonna run you about like $70. You know what I'm saying? But it's delicious for a good red.
Okay, we've got about 4 minutes until we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves to do it. I just want to bring it up real fast. I think that number is correct. Anyone catch the sport? Oh, wait. We can't get too far ahead of ourselves. Now without doing it like this. Hold on. Uh-oh. Anybody catch the sports this week?
There you go. I was waiting for you. It's been a minute.
Yep, that's right. We talk about any sports we caught this week at this part of the show. Tell us about your sports.
The big conclusion of mini pig racing came to conclusion last week. I forgot to talk about it. Biggie Small. There was a funny name Piggy, that went with
Piggy
it.
Smalls?
Piggy Smalls, yeah, won the title.
Off the top of my head.
Piggy Smalls won the title. It was a tight race, but he came through in the clutch. It's a year's worth of racing. One pinnacle of great run. You know,
do you think
greatness?
a great pig pun will get you far in that contest?
A great what?
A pig pun. It's like where you got a name.
Yeah, they all had like punny pig names. You know?
Oh yeah,
but the
right.
better the name, the more esteem, the people cheer for you a little more.
It's all about how fast those pigs want to win. You know, these ones had like little like they went off a bridge and they ran through some water.
Would you say it's depending on how greedy they are? Perhaps like a pig.
What's at the trough at the end of the tunnel?
The trough.
Yeah, but with a UGH, I mean.
Oh yes. Now I get it.
I assume, what do they call those things? Truffles?
Ooh, yeah, truffle hogs. Those things are that prize. Didn't Nicolas Cage do a movie about that?
Did anyone see that movie? It was great.
It looked kind of just, it sounded strange, honestly, but I mean, I would watch it.
I have about
it just
3 minutes
weird.
To kill if anyone wants to tell me about it.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick 2 minute rundown of it. He's like a high profile chef. Everyone loves his food. He gives it all up after like he realizes everyone's just a bunch of assholes. He moves away to this location. He has this, like he's kind of like a Unabomber, but like he has a pig that like gets his truffles for him.
So is
and,
this
he sells
like the menu then?
No.
I finally
no,
saw
no.
Oh, no. Okay.
But you did see the menu. That movie was great, right?
It was great. Kind of was like great. It so far, but go on. We won't cover that.
Someone steals his pig. It's kind of like John Wick a bit, but with like a pig.
Yeah, that's right? What I heard. Yeah.
He doesn't go on a total killing rampage or anything like that, but he gets his, you know, he rights his wrongs.
Does he get his pig back?
Revenge. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for anyone. I would watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. That's he's a pretty good acting job in it too, you know.
Awesome. All right, I think we're close enough. But why don't I just go around? I'll go ahead and tell on myself first. What's in my piz is, of course, gummy bears. I thought I was going to be keeping it closer to a bear theme this week. Sometimes I have a plan and it doesn't go that way. What's in your piz, lunch meat?
I got some sticky bear claws in my pocket.
Okay, Trent?
I got steak and mushrooms.
Is that what's going on in the garage? What you doing?
Today? Hey, wait. What you got going
on? What's cooking in the garage?
Actually,
tonight?
No, I made stuffed pork chops tonight with smothered stuffed pork chops.
What are you
chops.
Smothering them in?
Gravy. Gravy,
okay,
mushrooms,
tell me
and
about
onions.
It later.
The classic. Still a banger.
One more for the road. Things about me lately. I'm aware that there's a lot of controversy surrounding the man, but I took a trip to DC, and everywhere I went in DC, they were playing tons of Kanye all over. I thought to myself, well, nobody here seems to mind in our nation's capital, and it kind of got me thinking, right? Because they weren't just
well, he's not
playing...
R. Kelly, for God's sakes. I mean,
for God's
you know.
Sakes.
That dude's not, yeah. I mean, you still hear his songs, I'm sure.
Okay, that's the first fact. Fact number two about me. I heard he said some terrible things, but I never actually went and found out what the terrible thing was.
You
so I am oblivious to specifically what he said.
Okay.
So lastly, I'm alone at work. I've got AirPods in. Nobody else has to listen to me listen to it.
Right, yeah,
back
that's
and
how I am too.
Some old classics, 808s and Heartbreak, of course. Hitting that monster up too, you know what I mean? Why not? Like nobody else is listening. Okay, now go ahead and get me. I know you hate me now.
What, me? No.
I can hear the internet clacking away on their keys.
The internet? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the Kanye thing, once again, that was like hot like 3 weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, he's like banned. He's like banned in my book. I already wrote him off, you know what I'm saying? But if you, I mean, it's the same thing with like Michael Jackson and, you know, honestly, I can't even remember the last time I heard an R. Kelly song on the radio.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't who listens to the radio, though, dude? Like, do you actually listen to the radio for music? Or anything?
Sometimes in the car, and I do sometimes
at
work.
You're probably forced to, right? Like, you don't have, like, your phone charged. You can't listen to, like...
Kind of,
what about Chocolate Factory?
Or do you
want
to?
Once in a while get
so, like, a refreshing, like, oh, I wonder what Bob and Brian are doing or some shit.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I like it because it's just, like, easier and, like...
Sure.
My friend Ryan, you know what I'm saying? He, like, is, like, the radio dude on the radio, so it's,
That's cool.
Like sometimes, some days I like just kind of, you know, sometimes I like to listen to it, I guess. You know?
Yeah, no, that's cool.
This is an ugly side of you both. I don't care to hear. Clearly, there's
me either. Me either. I don't
know. You should be embarrassed.
You don't. The radio.
The radio.
Even though I emulate a morning zoo podcast here, I still, you know.
Yeah, this is baseball. Definitely a yeah. Yep.
Real confessional.
This is a real yeah. Well, yeah. These are my confessions.
Yeah, you don't even hear Bobby Brown no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear him like maybe one time.
Ago. Bobby Brown,
I think you're listening to the wrong radio station.
Yeah, I was about to say. What radio?
I still hear him every afternoon.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like classic, like.
So you do listen to the radio then?
Oh, every day. Actually, I know what I'm talking about. At work.
If I'm at a job site that has it playing, you're kind of like forced to listen to it.
So what happens is, it's great.
You know? So you guys do listen. See, I always imagine you guys are plugged in, listen to your, like, you know, podcasts.
Oh, I have, like, let me do this way. I have my headphones on all the time.
Yes,
like,
I have my headphones on, too.
Not all the time. Like, sometimes I'm at, like, a job site, and they're, like,
there
blasting
is a radio,
the radio
that everyone hears at my work, and I'm in control of it.
Oh, see? There you go.
And also, I wear ear pods. But What I love to do at about 11 in the morning, I come in, I give a big yawn and a stretch, and then I switch the radio from like oldies rock to like R&B from the 90s, and everybody starts like cheering and like dancing. And it's like, it really is true, and I turn it up on like the good songs. I know it's good songs.
Is it TLC?
I mean, not specifically, but they're in the mix.
They're better, man.
Yeah, I got a little like...
You're too good to them. You know,
you're being too good to these folk.
It's like I like to flaunt my DJ-ness, my but I never expose myself. I have a secret identity as far as podcasting goes. No one could ever know. I think the metric for me for like meeting a woman would have to be like the one I could tell that I podcast. I've never met a woman I could tell.
What's the point? Oh, well,
all right.
What if you get a bunch of listeners and then like you become like super popular? Are you going to become like Marshmallow where you just wear like a marshmallow hat, like your mom's videos?
Mask, yeah.
You just wear like, yeah. Like there's tons of YouTubers that are super famous. I still
like
haven't seen their faces.
See me wear like a COVID style mask, but I'm gonna wear it the other way with like eye holes cut out.
Sure.
You could just wear them. We all wear masks. You could just do this. No thanks. I'll just cut eye holes out of this sock.
That's like that.
Yeah, I have like a classic hog clops that I put on when I go on camera. You know.
Yes, I do actually.
I think everyone remembers a nice hog clops. Or I also have this ball chin. Guy, he has like really big balls for a chin.
I like to wear a pair of panties where the dick hole be cut out for my eyeballs. Just one hole though. It's extra creepy when you just see one eyeball sticking out that butthole. Like what the
it
fuck?
Is. It is. It is actually creepier. All right, should we do some confessions? Should we do some confessions of our own? Smoke mails. There it is.
Okay. We used to do it an old way. Now we're doing it the new way. That way is done by dialing 414 Yo-Yo Cal. Those O's are zeros and the Cal is spelled with a K. And this week we got a one from Sharon. It says, hey, this is Sharon. Love the podcast, but you guys can be a little crude. What do your girlfriends and wives think about you doing this podcast? Or is it a turn on for them? Knowing that they're with semi-famous podcast celebrities now.
Jinkies. I'm blushing over here. A little hot under the collar.
Sharon wants to wear dirt.
But you were just saying you want a girl that you can listen to the podcast with?
Red Rocker? I said I would settle for just like being able to tell someone I'm going out with that I have a podcast. Still haven't met that. Like I've dated women a little bit and like never been able to cross that threshold.
You just can't find the right type or what? You're just too embarrassed?
It's like, you know, like she's on the phone, like talking to the editor of the newspaper and I'm like in her living room and I'm just kind of mouthing the words to myself. Like kind of standing over a fireplace, like a podcaster, you know, like just trying to get my head in the headspace, but then something always comes up.
That's like a great way to like tell someone that you're a podcaster.
That's great.
She's like,
what about you, Trent? Yeah, what about you? Your girl or your wife listen to the podcasts or what?
No, they don't. And either one of them. Mm-hmm. And no, to be honest with you, Lord knows I've tried. I have even attempted to like put it on like in the car and like, you know what I mean? Like, I can
go
tell
on
because she's so loose to my voice and tuning me out. We've been married for so long that, like, I think, like, she's, I can tell when she stopped, like, listening. She doesn't get, like, you know, like, nothing affects her anymore because I'm just me. Like, I'm, like, what you hear now is the same person you're gonna get. This isn't, like, a character I'm doing. This
but what
is
about
me.
Our antics mixed with your antics? That wasn't, it wasn't doing it for
you know, it's one of those things where honestly, the this podcast, I'm pretty sure our demographic is not with the ladies. I'm pretty sure that's we're true. More of a dudes.
We can find that out. You that's an easy surprised. One to find out. Yeah,
I bet it's 1/5.
A thief, 1, 2, 3, 4, thief.
Yeah. All right. So are we roasting Booberry at some point in the future? We have to write jokes for this.
Okay. Now, I'm glad we got in this. I'm glad we got this coming up. Okay, so you were supposed to do the poll, correct?
I did do the poll. Don't you remember?
Take us through what happened with this thing.
I asked if Dave Thomas was a mascot to the public. 25 of you sounded off with a resounding hell yes.
Okay.
The other 25% said yes. And 50% said no. You know what that data tells me?
Is that it one person voted?
No.
No. That four people voted, but one of them voted more than yes. They voted hell yes. That's worth 1.10. And therefore, no. Gives them 51%.
Yeah, why is there
the
only
vote?
Three? There should be two. There should be a no. Maybe, and then there should be a no. There shouldn't just be a one. No. Why is there two yeses and a no?
You can't that's combine. Weird, no. That's the dumb. Poll with why the highest
yes
percentage.
What
is no.
Nobody says hell no.
What? I say hell no, brother. hold on.
Do you like that we're doing those more and more? How does that work for you, Lunchmeat?
It's making all
like
the frogs
it, I will say that, you know, I like how the guy says dude a lot. You know, it's kind of like a ripoff of the Big Lebowski, but maybe I'm going to get my own thing. You know, kind of how I say, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying?
You're saying? You're going to say that's your thing?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll it a little bit. You
I
know what I'm saying?
It is a formula, so you probably you might be onto something, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People will start just saying it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up. It's gonna, like Larry the Cable Guy.
It's catching on.
You're going to have a house right next to his off of that.
And sale. It's like, we've been saying dude for longer than they've been saying dude. Like, how come he gets to say dude? Have you seen these guys?
No,
Trent, have
I
you watched
watch,
the videos on YouTube
videos.
Or what?
I don't watch the video. I don't really watch.
Have you ever
podcast? Yes, I have, but
no,
I don't.
Why would you
here's
watch
the thing,
a
like, I, yeah, once I if I listen to it, unless there's something where like, oh, you gotta watch this, then I'll tune in. Like I said, there's only a few like Your Mom's House. That's one you want to watch because they show like a lot of like fucked up shit, like dudes getting like gigantic pimples like popped and shit. Where you're like, oh Jesus Christ, you know, like gross ass shit.
What
like,
about all the AI videos that they show on Dudesy though? Like you would miss you watched the last episode.
I don't know. I
guess
I really
you missed the
attention.
Crow video. You know, you missed
oh, yeah.
The opening
yeah, you're
video
right about that. Yeah,
for
no,
the
I guess
thing.
Yeah,
I missed out. I
dude,
mean, I'm not.
They also
was, like,
do like scenarios.
Week, so I'll be honest, I missed out.
I feel
on,
like maybe
even...
if they put it out on like Dudesy Plus, so I'm gonna check out Dudesy.
What's
Plus.
With him like wearing that onesie? In
I
fact,
don't know.
It wasn't
it's
a onesie
no
at all.
That is weird. Very strange.
It wasn't
weird.
Even a onesie at all. It was actually like some short shorts that like matched the perfect color of his like other shirt.
I think a lot of these podcast guys get way too comfortable. Like, I've seen a lot of these podcast hosts.
Exactly.
Like, they take their shoes off. They're on a couch. They're, like, holding a pillow. Some of them have, like, blankets that they're cuddled up with.
You're describing Talkville to a T.
Six figures a fucking year probably off this shit. And you're, like...
They're picking their nose.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't hate it. Because, like, honestly, if we could do that, I would. You want to pay me six figures a year? And I'll... Dude, I'll wear a... I'll do... I mean, yeah, why not?
I would have a little class. I would like, I wouldn't dress up, but I would like be business casual. You know, I would take myself
business
serious,
casual?
You know? Yeah.
I mean,
unless
no,
you think
you
like, I'm going to show up in two. Yes, I would. Of
you
course I would.
Wouldn't.
I wouldn't be wearing no onesie. I've never worn a pair of shorts
well,
in my
that's
life.
True.
That
no
alone,
one wears a onesie.
Like,
no real man wears a onesie. That's true. I'll give you that. But,
no, it's about
but you like, but this man does, and he's
look.
Proud of it. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I mean, there's a lot of weirdos
he's
that do
large.
A lot of weird shit. I
you
mean,
guys
you
quote
know.
Him. You know what I'm saying?
So?
But you, I mean, but if you're like, oh my god, your eyes weren't blown open. Where was like the wizard behind the curtain?
No, I think you hate on shit too much, and you're just too easily blown. Like, you just like to hate on shit too much, and you just can't enjoy anything. Just enjoy it, okay? Some things are just fun. Some things are just fun. I'm not disagreeing with you. Just let it go, okay?
All right.
Some things are just a good time. They're not hurting anyone, right? I mean, it is weird that he puts the dog's butt in his face. Yes, of course it's weird. I have two dogs. I don't. There are butts of nipplegut in my face. It is funny, but yeah.
I only hear it, though. I meant to do it at the beginning of the episode. I'm glad we came back.
I mean, okay, one more thing, and then we'll move on past Dudesy. Okay, it's like, why is he only doing, like, voice impression of, like, racist baddies and, like, pedophiles, right?
Because, like, first off, like you said, he looks just like Alex Jones. And like a lot of people he does, he kind of looks like. Surprised he doesn't do Kenny Rogers. He did a good Kenny Rogers on Mad TV. You should bring that. Like do the Kenny Rogers. Do Kenny Rogers. Hey you, do Kenny Rogers. Do it the old way.
Right. I mean, he does like the Hulk Hogan. He's a baddie. Michael Jackson. He's a baddie.
Dudesy does Michael Jackson though.
Yeah, I was gonna say he doesn't. Yeah.
Do you really believe that Dudesy is AI?
Well, I don't know. I don't really care, honestly.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me, because here's the thing. If they have faked everybody and it was able to, you know, well, then there you go. I guess it's the first podcast to get everyone to believe that, you know what I mean? And then what's real, you know? I don't, you know? I mean, I guess any of this shit could be fake, right? I mean, most of this AI shit could just be a bunch of nerds behind a computer somewhere just typing shit. We just think it's an AI.
I don't know. What about the,
you know, like what is AI, right?
Well, listening,
somebody
my
has
only
to
thing,
create it, you know, it
when,
has to be,
the only thing that was like a little suspect is like when he was talking about that mug, you know, like in the newest episode where they're doing like that little sales pitch of the mug, like the AI was reading that little story.
That's new. That's recently within the last.
That's like some dude writing that shit.
I don't know.
No. How?
I don't know. I think you feel like John Henry little... right now. You're the old steel driving machine is coming into town. It's sick. It's just appropriate enough. Oh boy, AI is taking over your role. It's right on the edge.
All right. What else we got on these old smoke lines?
Ooh.
Oh. Take that, dude.
Oh, that's me.
Hello, Wake and Bake, long-time listener. So I've decided to finally give you a text. I'm 19 years old. I still live with my mom. I've never had a girlfriend or boyfriend. I've never been on a date. There's this lady in the park when I play Jurassic World Alive. I find it way better than Pokemon Go. The dinosaurs are awesome. Anyways, me and this woman, she might be a little older than me, wants to take me out on a date. And I'm afraid I might have to eat her out or something. What does a pussy even smell like? I'm not even sure what I would do. Can you help me out? Tell me what to expect.
Oh my.
Oh boy.
I mean, what do we think the age is here? I mean, how old do you think this
I mean, he's 19, she's probably like what, 20, 21?
What if he's not? What if he's 40? What if this is a 40-year-old I've never eat a pussy situation?
I mean, what if it is?
I think you could go 40 years old. I think you could go a lot longer fucking and not eat. You know what I mean? Like, when you're younger, I think the older you get and you've never eaten pussy, why would you get to the point where, like, you know what I mean?
Well, so yeah, you're young.
Like,
he's young.
Never do that. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if he's 40, he's probably not going to do it, right? if he ain't done it by this point.
People eat pussy all the time. What?
What I'm saying is, if you've waited until the age of 40, you're not going to do it, right? I mean, if you've had sex multiple times, you've had multiple times,
I don't know.
You're like, I'm not doing
it. Okay, hear me out on this. It's like, at first, I didn't like the taste of Brussels sprouts when I was growing up, but when I got to a certain age, when I was older, then
it
I kind of
like
the taste
bit.
Of Brussels
sprouts. Sounds like a
sprouts.
Stand-up bit. I don't know what this is. I feel like this is like some sort of a... Is this Larry the Cow?
Your taste changes with maturity. You know what I'm saying? You like used to like a nice sweet coffee when you were young.
Well,
now you like a nice robust...
Brussels sprouts.
You know?
Disgusting. Ew, yuck. Yeah.
Let's get back to this kid's question, all right? Jurassic World Alive, better than Pokemon Go?
I heard it too. I don't even know what Jurassic World Alive is. Am I?
I don't know what that is either.
I think it's like dinosaurs and shit, and you gotta like corral them or get them back or something.
That sounds boring.
I don't really know. I couldn't tell you.
It doesn't sound boring,
you know,
but it doesn't sound satisfying. What am I gonna wrangle with, like long poles and hoops?
I mean, I'm not too sure. What do you do now? Just like throw a ball at that Pokemon or something, tap it a couple times.
Yeah, it's way more athletic.
Oh, I saw a good one. Wasn't it? Have you guys seen this? Like, it was called like Zombie Run or Out Zombie thing. Zombie Run. It's like you go out on a walk or whatever, and then there's like zombies behind you and like zombies all over your like block or whatever, and you try to like keep ahead of them.
Sounds hard to play in the car.
Yeah, in the car. That could be a thing. Yeah, that could be a thing. Be a thing. All right, so part two of this question. What does a pussy smell like?
Oh man, I was
freshly showered. Are you talking about after a 10-hour workday?
I think a freshly showered situation could be. Usually, you engineer that by introducing some sort of pool or hot tub first, I think. But
okay, all right. And, yep. No, keep going.
He feels compelled to take a shower afterward to get the or leave it on. I mean, honestly, I don't give a shit at that point. But like,
not after the hot tub, all right? You know, you don't want that like human
chlorine.
Soup, all right, that white privilege soup on your lady.
Right.
All right, carry on.
Right. So she rinses off, and then you're all set.
So what? A little chlorine, maybe a little freshness. Does it just smell like like the inside of your mouth?
Smell a little bit like the pool. It's not that bad.
It smells like the inside of your mouth. Yeah, you just feel like whatever breath you're breathing in is whatever
smells
you smell
like
back.
The inside of your mouth. That's an interesting way to think.
Fair
about
enough.
It.
Yeah, that is a good way. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out.
Do you recommend
use a mint.
Trying to test the water
use
by using
mint.
Your fingers first and doing like a sniff test?
Or is that you never want to do that.
No,
doing that is you never want to do that.
Well,
never do that.
You're already under the covers, though, right?
Well, yeah. If she can't see you,
yeah.
If you can't do that,
then
yeah,
you can do that.
She's gonna smack the fuck on you or grab your balls. Worst case scenario, she grabs your balls real hard.
I didn't
like,
really think
real
I had
hard.
Anything to contribute, but now that I think about it, there is a lot to it.
You want to take her panties off and put it in her mouth, and if she doesn't want to, then you know she's stinky. You know, like,
she's stinky.
That's good advice.
You know, but if she does, then she's all right. You know, all right.
Nice.
All right, very good. So back to this booberry shit. You messed up the poll, and no one put the poll out.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Thing,
and
right?
Now that we're talking about
rose.
It. Okay. And the poll isn't happening. We have to pick new ones because I don't want to be a stickler here, but you guys, we had one goal, one thing, to pick a cartoon.
I don't know if
mascot.
It's a goal. I mean, I wouldn't call that a goal.
That was the whole assignment, like one cartoon mascot. Like, you know.
You didn't say cartoon at first. You just said
I did too. I said a cartoon mascot, like Mr. Peanut. You
I
know
think
what I'm saying?
The receipts can be. Okay, fine. So you want me to do. It's for us.
I mean, you already picked Mickey Mouse. I mean, but like, you also chose Gritty,
he's
and he's not a cartoon mascot. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care either way. It's a mascot, right? I mean, does it matter if it's a cartoon? I mean,
it's
Gritty. What is Gritty? Gritty's like a Muppet. What is a Muppet? A Muppet could be a cartoon. That was my whole point of Gritty. No one knows what it is. It's a horrible mascot. It's trash. I hate it. I'm sticking to it.
Now all right. We got to put some jokes behind it. That's got a chance. Okay.
Okay. Now hearing it.
I have passion behind this. This is a legitimate shitty mascot. They did not think about this at all. I'm telling you.
I'm still gonna go Booberry.
There you go. Yeah, I feel like you need to be the only one that really needs to change this. You kind of got a weak one over there, Red Rocker.
What, you don't like Mickey Mouse? He's gonna get fired.
Jolly Green Giant or something. You know, maybe he did something in college once that he wasn't supposed to.
He likes beer.
You know, how about like the. I can't do it, man.
You can't. It's too much pressure.
I can't think of anything.
Think of any character.
It's like
think
the of literally any cartoon. Man. That's all I can think about is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Okay. Count. Well, there you go.
It doesn't count.
All right.
All right. We're gonna put that to a side. We're not gonna put the pressure, but we will be getting an answer pressure. Before the end of the episode. All right.
All right.
For those listeners. All right. Well, should we do a little thing called Masterpiece?
Okay.
Smoke okay. Theater? Well, what are we calling this?
Let me get my...
That wasn't bad. I thought you had something there.
Master Smoke Theater? I don't
know. I thought you were going with Master P.E. Oh, man, there was something there, yeah.
We're going to get it, people. Don't worry.
I am scrolling. I am... Okay, I am there. I am ready when everyone else is.
Does everyone have their scripts?
I do not. Where's this script? This
there's a text. It's a text. You found it? Just check the thread.
Okay, like where out of these 9 million messages that you sent
okay,
me,
it's
would
a
it be?
Picture of text. A picture?
This is Cocaine Bear Act 3, Scene 7.
You're Ray Liotta if you didn't read the thread.
Okay, are we starting from
the top? That'll be the narrative.
Oh, okay. So it says Cocaine Bear Act 3. Oh, yeah, yeah. I see it now. All right, yeah.
So whenever it says Ray, you just read your line. It'll be fine.
So are you going to read the intro then? Or
I'm going to be the narrator.
Narrator? There you go. I couldn't think of the name of it. I'm an idiot. I'm like so
don't worry, don't
sometimes.
Worry.
All right. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to do this just right.
Later at the Forest Ranger's bunkhouse, Ray Liotta, a piece of shit drug trafficker, Awkwafina, EMT, have a quiet moment between action scenes to lay low, catch their breath, and refresh themselves. Cocaine Bear is taking a light disco nap in the corner with a sheet thrown over him. The people inside have been mistaking it as a bed this whole time.
We finally got away from that crazy coked out bear.
Holy shit, was that scary. I'm still shaking.
I had something for that, but all my blow is on my dick and face now. What?
Join me on the bed, big boy, and let me clean you up.
That's generous, but when's the last time you finished first? Why don't you? I don't think this is in the movie. Someone's making a jest.
Don't break character now. This is a masterpiece theater. Get on with it.
This is a horribly written script, but okay, I'll go with it. Why don't you pull down your bottoms? Why does everything have to be butt fucking with you? And I'll get some of my blow on your face and genitals. Okay. Yes. All right. It's so predictable. It's like it's always gonna be a butt, a dick,
okay,
or
wait,
perhaps
on.
A wet pussy.
What about you?
It.
When will you?
Oh
die?
Man, I'm dying over here. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Well, to be honest, I jizz in the shower 98% of the time. Maybe you have an idea.
Awkwafina, the EMT, sits down on barely sleeping coked out bear and slides a wool sock off her foot.
What do I look like? Another schnook? You want me to insert myself in your woolly used sock?
Yeah,
that was
up in
one.
There, and I'll put it back on my foot.
Gross.
Ray puts the sock on his dick, immediately realizing how economical jizzing in a sock is, and begins to eat out Awkwafina on the bed. Cocaine Bear.
That was a long way to go to like bring back like a whole jizzing thing that like honestly it's just you know. That's long. That's an interesting way to go for a joke. I'll give you that.
I actually did not think it would go that well. That was great.
You can't give me something like that and not expect me to make fun of it in the middle of it. Like, there's no way. I'm just.
You don't want
to
tear down that fourth wall. You know, the audience deserves it. You know,
I'm Ray Liotta. Forget about it. I didn't even know that.
So, folks, if you didn't get out to see the movie yet, that was just a little teaser from the script.
A lot of jizz, a lot of socks. Yeah, it's me, Ray Liotta. What do I know?
And the only, sorry, Aquafina, the only thing I've ever seen is that, you know, what was that movie? Legend of the Ten Rings?
Hey, have you guys ever heard of Chantix? Try Chantix.
I was tempted to include it, but I didn't want to.
Those are always weird everything. Infomercials. It's me, really. Jesus, you're still alive. You look horrible.
He's
you
not
proceed
still
to live
alive.
Another 20 years. Yeah, well, not anymore.
Well, I'm just.
Yeah, now he's done. Yeah, well, I mean, he's still alive. But what are those? What are those two dudes? Those oh goddamn it, the Rolling Stones. Those dudes are still around.
True.
Keith That's Richards. You know what I mean?
Surprisingly.
Like, yeah,
heroin
right.
is
like,
keeping
how
him alive.
Is that possible?
You know? He likes heroin, you know?
I
keeps
like
him alive.
Other things, right? It's gotta be like other doctors giving him like other like IV injections and like, right? You know, like how Michael Jackson, like, you know, took all that Propofol or whatever the fuck it was and then somehow, like, you know, like it's gotta be doctors.
That was just because,
long,
that was
right?
just because, like, for him to like fall asleep because he's like crazy as fuck. You know
I thought
saying?
It was
because
he was addicted to it, but yeah, that's
he also that also was a thing. He was like yeah. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, that dude was a weird know? Guy. Yeah, there wasn't yeah. anything about that guy that was yeah. Weird dude. There's a section weird dudes.
All right, so I think we did pretty good. I think we should definitely keep this on. New segments, you know, a little Masterpiece Theater. We'll come up with a good name. You know,
that's a work in progress.
All right, should we? Do we have any more smoke mails?
Wow, man! These are the smoke mails, dude. On this show, they're called smoke mails. On that show, it's the call of weird. All right, are you ready? 414-90-90-525 lets you 100% be heard. Let us know what you think. Have any of you actually been to a real gym with a gym membership? What do people even do there? I mean, how many times can you work out in a week or even a year? What gives? A name not provided. Persona non grata.
Keeping it yeah.
Yes,
last time
I have
anyone
had a gym membership, and it's been a long time since I've been in a gym, just because I work for a living, so I don't really need to go
what
to
was,
a gym.
Did,
you know?
Did you pay for it, or did your like parents pay for it? Are we talking like we're back in high school, we had gym memberships and shit, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, in high school, we had that Muskego mm-hmm. gym, so we didn't have to like pay for that, I don't think. That was like free, so I just went to that gym, and then after that, it was like the YMCA. That's where mm-hmm. I went for like fucking four. Dude, that shit was cheap, and you can, I don't I know I paid for it, but me and my brother went there, and I think my mom, I don't know, it was like a family pass, dude. It was like $10 a month.
Pool, some basketball, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's like shit for yeah, that's totally worth it. But like a gym, like a Snap or something like that, or Planet Fitness, I've never been a part of one of those before.
What about you, old Red Rocker? Have you when's the last time you've been to a gym?
It's been a while. I think definitely before my kids were born. So, you know, probably about 10 years ago. I think I tried once and, I went for like a week and then I stopped going or something like that, as I recall.
Isn't it nowadays, like, I know like a whole bunch of people who's like, they don't do it, but like some of their family members do it. And it's like a real big thing where it's like, they're ideally homeless. You know what I'm saying? It's a 24. They have like a 24-hour gym. Okay. They pay for a 1-year membership. You know what I'm saying? Which is like $1,000. You know what I'm saying? They go pretty much hang out there whenever they want. When they want to sleep, they like sleep in their car for a while, and then they like go have like they have like the easiest job. You know, where they work like 10 hours a week or some shit. You know.
Hmm.
Is that what is that what people are doing nowadays, or what?
This is new to me. I haven't
seen. You get to shower there. You get to watch TV. You get the juice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get the
You're selling hot me a tubs, little bit on it.
You know.
I've jump heard of ropes. I've heard of people like going in like heated storage units and like turning that into like a like I see that shit on like YouTube, but I don't know. I haven't seen or heard anybody doing it at like a gym before, like living out of their car. That's gotta be tough in the winter.
In the winter, running, but I mean around here. But if you were like in a warmer state, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah.
You know,
like say you had a van, you took like the seats off.
Yeah,
of the
I don't know if you could do it in a car. Yeah. A van, sure.
It's like a van, sure.
Life.
You were a member. You can park your car there.
It's 24 hours, so it's like, you know, yeah, you just kind of, you know, live there, take a, you know. What do we do this? Could you do this?
I think you know? Doing it.
I mean, you think you get ripped too, or what? You think you get some gains?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
huge gains.
Get those gains. You know,
get them eating that protein bar. Getting shredded, get swole, bro.
Maybe you could. Maybe not.
Eating
maybe
some niacin.
Sounds like you might as well get a job there.
You don't want to get a job there. No, no.
No.
You gotta wipe down all the sweaty machines.
Exactly. Like working at a gym would be gross.
It's like, that's like wiping down bowling shoes. Like, ugh.
Especially at like a YMCA when people are like living in their car and they're just sweating all over things and it's like gross as fuck, you know?
What if you were like, okay, you said 10 hours a week though. You could just be a personal trainer for like 10 hours a week. You could handle
that. Yeah, that's different. Yeah. I bet you there's probably a lot of those.
It probably is a lot of those. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's probably what the majority of it is like, it's quote unquote, like personal trainers, like, AKA a dude too lazy and unmotivated to do anything, and his parents kicked him out. So now he's like, you know, a personal trainer.
But let's say you actually did have like a real job.
There are worse
like,
things to fall back on, I guess.
You know, it's true. Let's say like you know, you didn't have kid, like Trent, like you don't have kids, you're not married. Or anything like that. You have your exact same job now. You're raking in as much money as you are now, and you have like a really nice van that you live in at the gym. Wouldn't you just be rich as fuck by now?
Yeah, and then at a certain point, I wouldn't want to do it. You know what I mean? Unless you really like it. Like I don't know. Like it would have to be like a really cool gym, dude. You know what I mean? At a certain
point, what if there was like ladies coming in all the time and stuff? You know what about the ladies?
Right, but but ladies also like, you know,
want to go back to your house.
Right, I think you can only play off the van. You can only play off the van thing so long, where it's like kind of kitschy cool before you're the creepy van dude hanging around looking for girls, and you're labeled as that guy. I think it's like 3 months.
You make fair points.
3 months.
I know
tops.
You're gonna shun me for this, but it sounds like a time to take it to the hot tub, right? Bring up the hot tub.
Oh yeah, you gotta like slip like the security guard at night like a cool $50 and just be like, hey, yeah, I own this YMCA.
Are you kidding
baby?
Me the way they're all in that hot tub, nobody's paying nobody. It's just like a known fact that don't use the hot tubs at gyms because everybody's hooking up in them.
Yeah, well, of course. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, the whole thing about gyms is like
saunas,
you know.
Aren't saunas where
there's a lot of they hook up in a lot in the showers,
a naughty
you know,
spot.
A steamer, you know, a Schmitz,
a Stanley steamer on your chest.
You know, they go do their roids and they pump out and they like, you know, they get all horny and they want to some sweet release before they go home
you're
to their wives.
Never want to go into a gym, you know? Again. Can you imagine just like being a normal guy, just I'm just gonna work out and then just like some roided out gigantic dude.
That's what it is.
I want to butt fuck them when you're like you. That's why no people don't go to the gym anymore.
I mean, it's consensual. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know,
give me that chon chon. No, stay away.
All right, very good. What other classic bits do we have that we usually do?
Just trying to do the. Oh, damn it. We did them all.
Everything's been done.
What was this cartoon mascot you were gonna choose?
Oh,
back around. We're circling back around. That's right.
We're not gonna forget.
Forethought.
It's gotta
be afterthought.
Current mascots only.
I don't know. It can't be. I mean, you just said
cartoon mascot. It still has to be a thing.
I just heard cartoon mascot, right?
How hard can it be? You know what I'm saying? Jeez, man.
I can think of like
six. It's like a million of them.
Chester Cheeto, Captain Crunch. Think of every single type of food. Avoid the Noid.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want to make fun of that one either. I'm trying to think of one I don't like.
You're a mascot sympathist.
What a cat, you know, jeez.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
I swear I'm thinking about everything except mascots right now. Like, cheerleaders, serial characters. It's like, these aren't mascots.
Okay, what about the Packers?
They don't have a mascot.
No, that's not.
Yeah, they have child.
What about Count Chocula?
What? I like
Count Chocula. Boone? What about Boozenberry? What about the Lucky Charms guy?
Why can't we just do Booberry?
the people must pick.
Booberry isn't a mascot either.
Why does Gritty not get his chance to be roasted?
Gritty deserves a chance. Blueberry is not a mascot.
Gritty will get his day. Gritty will
Blueberry
get his day.
Is a cartoon. He's the only cartoon mascot out of all of them.
He is not.
He's the yes.
Character on a box. But the mascot.
No, Blueberry has their own. Blueberry has his own cereal. Blueberry has his own. Blueberry has his own cereal.
No. Post cereal is Sugar Bear.
Yes, he does. No, he does. Sugar Bear does have.
Max Frog would come way ahead of Booberry.
That I mean,
Bear is racist. More of a mascot.
That's why I'm picking. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Booberry
yeah.
is just a character. Booberry's not a mascot.
He's a mascot.
Yours. That's terrible.
He is 100% of a mascot. Don't try to gaslight me. Don't try to gaslight me. All right?
It didn't occur to me till just now, but it's not.
It's a cereal mascot.
No,
he has his own cereal. He's on cereal boxes.
A mascot is like the flagship, like Bugs Bunny is a
yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
Why isn't
like the Trix Bunny? Like the Trix Bunny.
Sure, like the Trix Bunny.
So is Wendy a mascot then?
Also a mascot.
In the restaurant world, if technically
Wendy's
right,
Wendy is the mascot.
Right,
is an imperfect candidate. I agree.
Yeah.
Imperfect.
I feel like Wendy would be like a good compromise.
You just want to pick on a cartoon character.
Well, that's probably a little true. But
that's the fun. That's the fun of it. I mean, Gritty can be fun too. I mean, I have a few for Gritty. I wouldn't mind working him over a bit. I suppose. You know?
It's just look into it a little bit. It's weird. It's weird and strange. I don't like it.
All right. Well, we're campaigning hard here. I guess
you're big into the you're big into the woke. There's got what about the Indians? Aren't they still around?
What about Pokemon? What about Pikachu?
A Chukapee.
Well, I mean, but that isn't that like Nintendo, and isn't Mario the mascot in that kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Leave Mario out. Oh, Mario's kind of perfect.
I mean, I mean, that's gonna be your choice. I mean, you know.
Let's get it over with. I'll just say Mario, and hopefully, it loses.
Okay. We've locked in our thing.
Everyone vote for Mario.
Yep, everyone voted for Mario.
Ain't no one voting for Mario.
It's me, Mario. Like, fast forward to you next week. Like, I hate this segment.
Oh, yeah. Questionable. Great. What have I done? All right. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to lose, though, but that's good.
What about you, Soggy? What about that guy?
Why don't we ever call him?
Yeah.
Should we call him or what? You guys got some questions for Usagi or what?
I mean, he hasn't checked in once. That seems a little irregular. Didn't he check in?
I mean, I think he's waiting for our phone call, you know?
All right. Well,
is he waiting in our beck and call? Oh, man.
I guess so. He is the intern, you know?
It is the job. What are we going to have him do, though?
I don't know. You just ask him questions, see what he's been up to, I suppose. You know?
Okay.
What was he supposed to do for us last time? I feel like that should be an important like follow up. Was
he
supposed
to
get us some
listens,
chicks
the
or some beer or something? What was
chicks
his
and beer?
Or something like, you know, eggs, chicks, little chicks, make some eggs.
Easter is around the corner.
That's right.
You're not wrong. It's time to start thinking about that.
Eggs are expensive.
That's true too, dude. Whoa.
Whoa, hold on. That's how inflation works. Okay, anyway.
Yusuke.
Hey, there he is. What's going on, man?
Yusuke, you know Sugi.
I instantly regret doing this.
No, this is a great 10 to 1 kind of thing. Yusagi, you were supposed to get the listens up. That we discussed. I think you're
right.
Sleeping with it on repeat. That hasn't been happening, buddy. I'm starting to think maybe you misunderstood what I told you to do.
No. Yusagi, you know Soggy.
Soggy, don't try to con me now. I'm looking at the numbers. They're right here. I'm not gonna speak about it next time. I'm gonna write about it. You're gonna read about it.
I do everything you do, me, white American Japan man.
Right? We all remember you are a white man from Japan. Of course, so making is perfectly appropriate. Speaking of which, have you been writing down our phone numbers in bathroom stalls like what we asked you to?
Mm-hmm.
Calls are down, Yusagi. They're down because you haven't been doing your job, man.
Yeah, get out there with that samurai sword. Start,
where's my bar?
Chop, chop, chop.
Whore in the street.
Whore in the streets? Okay, no, keep going. This is good. Everyone shut up.
Yeah, plumpest bosom in all of Japan.
Okay, yes.
I could smell you, Soggy. In you, Soggy.
Uh-oh.
Yusagi got a little throat.
All right, what else, Yusagi? What else you got for us? I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm starting to think this is why we're not getting any, you know, more.
You think this
people.
Is why? No,
can you imagine this guy on the other end and you're like, hello, is this the
like
woke boys?
In my... it's a little perfect for the end of the night.
I mean, you know, I like to consider myself a equally fair employer, but this is, you know, I mean, you got to at least speak a little English, buddy. I mean, you know, like, come on. At least a couple of, I mean, all I heard was horror.
We're friends. We're allies. We're allies. You know, we're giving this guy some money. You know, we're helping his family.
For what?
You know what I'm saying?
Are we giving him money? I thought we were supposed to, but I thought we were supposed to be viewers. The viewers.
I mean, Yusagi, I mean,
precious viewers.
It's tough. I mean, what if you had to move to Japan? You know what I'm saying? You think you would be, you know. You know,
as a white man, I would probably fit in not too bad, I think.
And
what if
some
you,
other races? On that note,
it would be too bad.
End of the episode. We are getting at that 60-minute mark.
That's
feel free
way
to stick
end
around
things.
For the after. I've been Red Rocker. Keep on keeping your secrets a secret to tech.
This is I have been your main man, Lunch Meat, saying goodbye.
Good night, folks. they can't all be winners.
It's the, oh, snap. You know what? It is the After Hours, Under Hours. We don't introduce ourselves here. I had Reveille queued up, but I think we missed it. I wonder what time it is.
Shucks. Do we care anymore about Reveille?
Sometimes it's fun to do.
I'm good with it. I mean, I think it's an interesting
Are we supporting
segment?
America anymore? Is that like, I mean, are we done with that? You
nope,
know?
I do. 100,000,000%. It's where you live, man. I mean, what else? Where else are you gonna go?
Given the opportunity, you wouldn't move away.
Probably not right now. I don't know where I'd go. Maybe somewhere cool, but like I don't have any.
I mean, if you could, right? I mean,
cool.
You know? I mean, you, I don't know. I mean, it's actually
tropical, like the Caribbean or something.
You have like more money.
I don't want to go. Hell no, I wouldn't go to Canada. Canada's cold as Wisconsin, dude. Like yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, I'm good on Canada.
I don't really mind the cold. I actually prefer the cold, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Besides the snow in the road and all that shit, dude. Like,
sure.
I like it. You know. But, you know, you can't even move out of America. You know, you got to pay taxes. You got to get green cards. You got to get visas and shit. It's like you barely get to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trapped in America, you know?
Trapped in America, the new book.
Poor me.
By lunch meat.
Poor yeah. me. It's just like you and
American meat. Like you know what I'm
American
saying?
American meat.
My lunch meat doesn't run. You know?
A biography of a couch potato.
Professional couch potato to you, sir. I've earned it. You know?
self-titled the official who do you is there an official couch potato? Is that like a thing? I feel like this we're starting to turn that corner.
I think there was back in the day
actual competition. Like
you really don't hear the term couch potato anymore, right? Because everyone's like legitimately what, like on the internet and phone potatoes, right?
I mean, true. Yeah, you're probably not wrong. Yeah.
You like barely find anyone who watches television anymore. You know, they watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, talk about these. Go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, every time I go out to eat, it's just amazing. Especially when I go out to eat with my wife, like, we'll be talking, and, like, I just look around, and I'd say, like, 2/3 of the people, even the servers, like, when they're not doing anything, like, even the bartenders, everyone's on their phone. Everyone. It doesn't matter who it is. It's crazy when you just stop and look at it for a second, like, a really busy restaurant. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. 20 years ago, like, everybody would have, like, you know, had to talk to everyone. Like, oh, no. It's crazy, dude. It's like, I don't know.
Have you ever, like,
seen that transition? It's nuts.
Like, it's part of, like, you plan on eating a meal while staring at your phone. Like, that's part of the enjoyment of your meal is, like, having that thing, whatever you're into at the moment, like, at your disposal, and you're eating a good meal while doing that thing you like on your phone.
Well, this, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, that's part this of it, is the whole sure. thing. It's like if you're with someone, like you look at one phone, you maybe like look at some cute videos or something until the food comes and then you put away your phone and then you like enjoy the meal. You know what I'm saying? But you're like both on your own phones and like you're not talking to each other at a restaurant, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, why you're, are you like, even there? You know what I mean?
You're like taking pictures of yourself and like texting your friends that you're on a date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know?
As soon as the food comes, they just take pictures of it and just go right back to going on their phone. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like one step away from Wall-E, but like, I mean, I guess you're out in the real world, so that's a little different.
It's like the halfway step.
It's the halfway step.
Shitty bait. Time to wait. Up early to beat that Lincoln. Out the gate. Tom tells jokes. Trent's not woke. Don't ask Red what's in his tackle. It's not smoke. Up in boat.
Back in the dark, Mister.
What?
Back in the darkness, Ed and me.
Okay, very good.
Wake and Bake Grinders List is recorded at or around both coasts of Wisconsin. You can find us at Grinders List on Twitter, hashtag LunchMigas or HeadGumFunk. The snitch line is open for all you snitches. Watch out for those stitches and ditches. That's 920-368-4582 or, I know, you're crazy for this one, 9-A-O-DO-TIL-TA.
boat. Is there anybody out there?